Hey there, Redhawks. I'm Debbie Morali, and this is the 21st episode of United Towers of Liberty. And today I'm here with Senior Nikita Kulkarni. So Nikita, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Nikita Kulkarni. I'm a senior at Liberty, and I do art, and I'm a dancer.
So what type of dance do you do?
It's called Bharatanatyam. It's an Indian classical form.
And what got you interested in it?
I basically started when I was like 4, and I've been doing it up until now, so.
What about Bharatanatyam makes it?
It's a very colorful, you know, unique type of dance. It's a very popular Indian style, and it's just really cool to, you know, keep up with my roots.
Are there a lot of Bharatanatyam dancers in Frisco or that go to Liberty?
I'm not sure how many there are, but it's a very popular dance style, so.
And in what way did Bharatanatyam, like, impact your life?
So I did an Arangetram in, like, sophomore year, and that was basically a graduation where I danced for, like, 3 hours on stage alone. So, you know, it kind of taught me how to, you know, keep up with work and, you know, manage everything.
So your Arangetram was, like, your graduation from, what are, like, the steps in Bharatanatyam? Like, each year do you do a different thing, like in school?
Yeah, basically. So, like, as each year goes, you do, like, a harder dance, basically, and right before your graduation, you do, like, you learn a 30-minute dance, and so that's basically, like, the, you know, like, the senior year type of thing before graduation, so.
After you graduate, after you do your Arangetram, what do you do since you graduated?
Basically, now I'm just a senior dancer, so I can perform in more, like, types of shows, and, you know, it's just part of her senior company.
Where have you performed before?
So we've performed in many places, like in Dallas, but also around the, you know, United States, like St. Louis and Louisiana and LA.
And has Bharatanatyam affected your, I guess, social group, like who you hang out with and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've made a lot of friends through dancing because I've been with the same, like, 6 girls since I was in 4th grade, so we've become really close.
And you're a senior this year in school, also yes. In dance, I guess. But do you plan on continuing your dancing in college?
Yeah, so I'm going to SMU, so I'll still be pretty close. So I plan on coming back for, you know, classes every once a month or something.
For Bharatanatyam, do you have to start at, like, a young age since you did, or can anyone just join whenever?
Actually, there's, she's a mom. She's, like, 34. She just did her graduation last year. So you can really start anytime you want, like, even when you're small or, you know, when you're older. Mm-hmm. So,
What's your favorite dance that you've done?
It's actually really hard. I think it was actually a production piece that we did. Mm-hmm. Because those are, you know, more elaborate, longer type of dances. And it was about a story of a girl who, you know, classic love story type of thing. But, yeah, so I think I really liked that because it was just really fun to portray with, like, I think 30 different people and stuff, so, yeah.
And with dancing, like, not only does your body move, but, like, with your facial expressions, you have to, like, express your message through your body, right? So, do you practice those facial expressions? Like, how does that work out?
Yeah, so that's actually kind of awkward because you're just sitting in front of the mirror at home, you know, to some music trying to, you know, emulate the emotion that you're trying to do. So you're just kind of sitting there, not doing any dance, just doing different facial expressions at the mirror, so.
That's funny.